Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
95633.
I'm sorry, what was that zip code again?
What?
What was that zip code again?
95633.
May I please have your first and last name?
Ron Nail, N-A-I-L.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
5691 Garden Park Drive.
I do see where our pulse oximeter was purchased. How may I help you?
Well, I've been getting charged for a pill I've never got and I never ordered for the last 3 months.
Okay, this isn't for a pill. This is for a pulse oximeter.
A what?
A pulse oximeter.
I don't even know what that is.
It's something that you put on your hand to track your heart rate. A pulse oximeter. It's purchased on the 9th of September for $7.45 at the day of purchase. Do you recall purchasing that item?
No, I don't remember buying anything like that.
Is there anyone in your household? Could I possibly sign up for this service without your knowledge?
What does it do again?
You can put it on your finger. It'll tell you your heart rate and your blood pressure.
Well, how come I'm getting a charge, $49.79, let's see what it says, $49.97 a month for it?
Do you recall purchasing the item on the 9th of September?
Well, we have one of those things, but you mean I get charged for it every month?
Okay, so once the item was purchased on the 9th of September, in those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to before we take any charges away from you, it does state that all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive a call within those 48 hours, then you're charged at $49.97 for our $125 gift card, and that is each month until you call in to get it canceled.
I want to cancel that right now.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and get the account canceled out for you today. I do have a cancellation confirmation number. Just let me know when you're ready for that number.
I'm ready.
The number is 258-822-1. 26. The number again is 258-822-126. And is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
Can I get my money back on that? Because I wasn't under the impression I had to pay that monthly thing. I paid, I don't know, the initial cost for it, but I didn't realize it was a rental.
Okay, so it isn't for the pulse oximeter that you have. The $49.97 is for a $125 gift card, so you're able to get more gadgets. You'll get the gift card at the value of $49.97. Now, on your last charge of that $49.97, being that the charges are valid charges, what I can do for you today is provide you with a 35% refund out of that charge, which is a total of $17.48. Would you like that refund of $17.48?
No, I'm going to contest this through my bank. So, yeah,
Okay, so, I do want to let you know
cancel whatever you're doing and don't take any more money out of my account.
I do want to let you know with your bank, I'm not sure if you've ever done a dispute. What they will do is a dispute, which is only a temporary refund, and your bank cannot override our terms and conditions. So they will do a chargeback on your account. I can reach out to my supervisor to see if I can get you a higher refund, but that charge is a valid charge. Would you like for me to do that for you today?
I have to charge to get a refund. I mean, I have to pay to get a refund?
No, sir. What I was saying about the bank is they'll do a chargeback, meaning they cannot override our terms and conditions, so they'll do a chargeback on your account. Would you like for me to speak to my supervisor to see if I can get you a higher refund?
Well, I want everything I can get back because I was never informed that I was going to have a monthly charge on that. I know there's probably fine print that I didn't see.
Give me just a moment while I speak to my supervisor.
Okay. That thing on her finger, they've been charging me $50 a month for that. Must have been in the fine print or something.
Get a confirmation number in her name.
I did right here. Confirmation number.
Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, she did agree to a refund of, let me see, go back to our message. Okay, she did agree to a refund of $24.98, which is a 50% refund out of that charge.
Yeah, but I've been charged 3 months.
Okay, I can't do anything about the past charges. I may be able to transfer you to my supervisor to help you with that, but I can't do anything about anything past January.
Okay, just do what you're going to do.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and issue you that refund for $24.98. Now, that refund, it will take 3 to 5 business days, but you will receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. And you have that? Do you have that cancellation number?
Yes, it's 258-822-123.
It's 126.
1 2 what?
6. The last number is 26.
Oh, 6. Okay.
That is correct.
136. Is it 136 or 1?
No, it's just 126.
Okay, thanks.
All right, is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, thanks.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
You too.